Welcome back to Just One Question. And I am super thrilled to have Bo McDonald on my show today, not just because he's the first person I've ever interviewed whose name was Bo, although that in itself is kind of cool, but also because he is president of, wait for it, your marketing company. You didn't know you had one, now you do. And he exists, and it exists to change passionate people by providing opportunities to use their gifts. So that sounds to me like his work is right up our alley as speakers, thought leaders, and people in the speaking business. So welcome, Bo. Glad to have you. Thank you for talking to us. How are you?
I am wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and the invitation.
Great. And the other reason, which I will say at the end, remind me to say at the end why I wanted to get you on this show, you just reminded me of, I don't want to say it beforehand because that'll make you embarrassed and feel awkward, but you have a particular talent that I just want to notice at the end. So listen closely, folks. See if you can figure out what I'm talking about. But Bo is here, and thank you again for showing up. And my question to you, just one question, is how has technology affected your work, your career, your passion, for both better and for ill?
It's a loaded question. And yes. I would answer that differently personally than professionally, because being in marketing, it is technology. So much is technology driven right now. Over the last 24 months, we've hit our 15-year anniversary of the company, and I realized if we're going to hit another 15-year anniversary and make it to 30 years, we've really got to do a better job of keeping up with technology. Thankfully, we work in the credit union industry. That's all we do. And credit unions aren't known to be, at the forefront of technology, which gives us a reprieve because it allows us the opportunity to evaluate, instead of being the first one out of the gate. I remember I always think about my program director when I was in radio. I'd be so frustrated when he would say, "We're not playing the new music first. We'll let the other station play it. We'll figure out what people like and we'll play what people love. We play the hits, we don't make them." I've kind of taken that attitude with the technology for our firm. We're not gonna make the hits, we're gonna play them. What do we need to spend money on? What do our clients need to be doing? Personally, though, coming through COVID, I hate technology. I ditched my Apple Watch. I disconnected my phone from social media where it's still on there, but it made it harder to get to. And going through COVID made me want to connect with people. And I saw just how disconnected I was using all of that technology personally. So it's kind of this catch 22 in the job I have. If I'm not keeping up with it, shame on me. But at the same time, I want those personal connections. I don't want to be tied to technology. This being said, about 4 months after I just bought a Tesla, because it's got cool technology in it. So I'm a walking hypocrite for probably everything I've just said.
So I love that. I love the admission. But even more interesting is you're honestly grappling with the technology, the way in which it, of course, enables our work, but also distances us from each other. And I'd love to ask you, so one of the things I've noticed is I really have a hard time being present in, say, an in-person meeting or hanging out with people and getting a constant stream of texts from everybody who isn't there in that room at that time and who feels the need to connect with me. And I'm constantly switching back and forth. And when you switch, you lose information on either end of the switch, as we know. So how have you grappled with that? Have you, disconnecting from some of this technology, have you found that it's better? Are you more present? Are you able to focus more in some ways? Or are just a whole bunch of people mad at you for not returning their texts?
No, I keep it all on the phone, but I've got rid of most of my notifications where I don't know if I've got a Facebook message, a Facebook messenger there. I don't know who's messaged me on LinkedIn until it's on my terms. I'm ready to go look at it. And my phone is always face down, so I'm not tempted to, if you're boring me, I'm not going to glance over and be like, oh, this text is more interesting than this in person. I want to be present. So it's just been really, not stopping using it, but using it on my terms when I feel I want to do it.
Got it. Okay. And that makes sense. And how is that? Do you find yourself happier, sadder, more connected to people, less connected to people? How has it affected your day-to-day life, this being defiantly face down with the phone?
It's probably annoyed me more because I'm in the select few who do that. So I could be in a conversation and all of a sudden, someone else is picking up their phone. I'm like, wait, am I boring you? We're here together. Let's talk. Let's what was the time?
So you're more aware of the interruptions that the other sinners are involved in doing, huh?
Yeah. And it makes me thankful that I did make that decision to do that.
Yeah, I love that. Staying up to date with technology, as you suggested, is very important for, of course, any marketing company, and yours is no exception. And what do you see coming at the what's your 15-year plan in order to stay relevant? I don't need to know all the gory details, obviously, because we've only got a few minutes, but I would love to know sort of what are you thinking about? Are you thinking you're going to embrace AI in a big way? Or are you what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go re-listen to this podcast 10 years from now and see
What you
if what I'm
said.
about to say is actually true. I think AI is here to stay. I've listened to both sides of is it going to be here? Is it just a fad? I think it's here to stay. I think we're going to find a use for it. Being in the credit union world, a lot of people don't think about this, but my clients have more data on their clients than most any other business. As a financial institution, they know where you spend money, how often you spend money, how much money you spend, what your credit score is. There's a ton of data. And 10 years ago, we had no idea how to use that data. Fast forward to now, and if the goal is to build a relationship with someone, how do we use technology to put that data together to know, all right, Nick just, every morning he goes to Starbucks and spends $6. He gets gas twice a week. He likes to eat at these restaurants so that we can prescribe savings plans for you or other offers to help you with your finances before you even know you need it. So I think technology is cool in that sense. And I think AI is going to help harness all of that data and help us help people figure out how to do better with their money if they so choose. What are the tools that are going to get us there? And is it going to last? And will it become too dangerous? Those are all questions that are up in the air.
I think I could probably use the gentle reminder. Maybe Nick, you don't need that third cup of coffee today. I think that might be helpful. I'd be a little less run ragged by the end of the day. So thanks for the brief glimpse ahead. If the technology still exists and we can still look at this thing 10 years from now, I'll call you back and tell you we'll discover together how it turned out. But for now, thanks very much for being on Just One Question. And I hope, viewers, that by now you've figured out why it is the other reason why I wanted to get Bo on here. And that's because if you haven't figured it out, it's rare that you get somebody, and Bo tipped his hand, having been on radio. It's rare that you get somebody who uses his voice so well and so beautifully. It's a really mellifluous voice, and I don't say that lightly because I hear a lot of voices, and as I say to clients all the time, most people use about 80% of their voice in any given day, and the rest of it's just sat on or squelched or held back or not shared with the people around them because of a whole host of potential issues. But it's great when I hear a voice that is there 120%. I'm grateful, and I want to salute you. So congratulations on surviving the upbringing in the South and having a great voice.
Thank you. Actually, upbringing in the north when I moved south.
So that's why I got it backwards. That's right. You move south and that's it. Yeah.
And
Excellent.
I'm going to use you as a reference because my dream job when I retire, I want to be the stadium announcer for the New Orleans Saints. So when Mark Roman retires, I'm going to call you and say, I got this guy. He's going to tell you who the next successor is to be that booming voice in the stadium.
I'm there. You definitely should have that job, and I don't think you should wait to retirement. I think you should grab it sooner rather than later. Anyway, Bo, thanks. A great pleasure to get to chat with you, and we'll check in 10 years to see how that technology prediction turned out. Thanks for being on Just One Question.
Thanks, Nick.